It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, roving, roaming, intrepid, fearless Lois Lane. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Okay, let's start up there in Salisbury with the Wake Robin saga, which is, I have a feeling that's going to be going on for long, long time. It's already gone on for a long, long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Saga is the operative word.
Taking up a life of its own now.
Yeah.
They'll have to put a special committee together just to handle it.
Mm. I got to hats off to these zoning people. Man, I mean, hours and hours. But as you know, the first rendition of Aradev's proposal to expand Wake Robin was denied. They've come back with a somewhat different application, and it's now wending its way through the public hearing process. It was held last week, the first one for the new one. But tying all this up is this lawsuit. The Krugers, who are neighbors of the property, have filed a lawsuit basically against the decision that the commission made early on before the application even came forward about changing the zone.
So this is, they're suing what, the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I was clear on that.
So this lawsuit is pending at the same time that a new application is pending, and it's
how does that not make a cement?
Yeah,
seriously.
That's a good analogy. I like that.
Yeah. So, according to reports of the meeting, if Aradev gets an okay, there's still the risk of this lawsuit. So, apparently, Michael Clemens, who's chairman of the commission, gave a speech before starting off and saying Aradev proceeds at its own risk. And if the Krugers are successful in their appeal, any approval by the commission would be vacated. So it's all very...
Yeah, well, that's kind of interesting when you think about it, because in timetables, I don't know how fast this is moving in the court, but I think probably no faster than anything else does.
Yeah, so probably not till the end of...
There would be a potential of approvals and actual construction going on. It could be a scenario.
Unless the commission approves it with contingent upon the
court
approval
case.
Of the court.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean...
Yeah, I'm wondering if that is... Well, see, this could
it
become...
It doesn't matter, because then you go... honestly, folks, this is ready mix. It's so interesting. And I saw the coolest thing yesterday, and it was about how... It was a chess move. I won't go further. But it was so interesting because everybody is programmed to move forward. No one ever seems to take a second and say, well, what if this? What if we go backward? Not the consequences. It's just that, you know, as everyone takes a step forward on this one, there's going to be, it's set up so that there's another block, and you want to get around the block. I don't see it.
Yeah, well, it becomes twisted because I should think if the planning and zoning would be moving forward, that somebody would actually be filing some kind of an action to stop that, it would seem. And I don't know what the attorney, does he mention at all what the attorney, is Chuck still the attorney there, do you know?
Don't know.
P&Z, I'm not sure. Seems to me they may have a new one, or may have gotten a new one, because he'd been there for years, but it doesn't matter. You know, legally, I don't know, this becomes so twisted in my own mind. It's like, I don't know what would take precedent here.
And yeah. You used to stay in Australia. And, you don't know whether you're Arthur or Martha.
Well, you know, and so it's, wow, it's a tough thing all the way around. Bottom line is it's going to cost everybody a lot of money, I can tell you that.
Well, to go nowhere, it looks like. So, but
what's
quick question.
Implication?
Quick question. What was the... and explain for those in the back, and I include myself amongst them, what's the public hearing process? Like, so everybody comes out again and says, look, I don't like the traffic on whatever.
The public hearing process is governed by law, and also can be, a public hearing can either be closed or left open for another session or two or three. There is a point when you reach a situation where the person who's the applicant can say, no more extensions. We're just going to go ahead and go for it because we're done with this. We want a decision. So it's, you know, it can be tangled around. But still, the thing, Ruth has brought up the most important point of the whole thing. Legally, in all directions, who goes where and how becomes so cloudy.
This is one of the most twisted applications.
That
I remember covering.
I was going to say, I can't. Maybe the closest thing to it was way back a long time ago with the Lake Association, when we had planning and zoning being sued by the appeals board, or the other way around. I forget which was which, and all the people on the lake going crazy. That was a long time ago, and a lot of lawsuits and a lot of time. And I think essentially this has the potential to go the same direction. We'll all wait and see.
Let's see what happens.
And you know, Aridev has said it's reducing the number of its cabins, except the cabins are now larger. And so the event barn, that was the biggie, was the concerns of the neighbors of this event barn, where they would be having parties and stuff, was moved to be next to the main inn there. You know, so again, these residents were all out concerned with the same, you know, noise, traffic, pollution, and
there's an element, in my opinion, so you guys can sit quietly and not. It's just there is an element of, are you kidding? You didn't hear it the first time.
Well, no, it's, you know, this, I'm pretty sure this is all a special permit type deal too, makes it even worse, in that when you do special permits, the commission itself has to be so careful as to what they actually do, because like it or not, it kind of sets a precedent that legally can come down the road later on, and you know the rest of the story.
Kind of. So. It totally did. This is just, we should probably flip. I actually have a follow-up question, but having to do with North Canaan when we get to that. But
all right, we I guess 8 minutes on this one is
okay. Well, on the other big one, apparently,
really anything. When's the next something, Ruth?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
they come generally once a month.
This is totally random, and it's no reason except for something that Mike just mentioned. What is the disposition of is someone in North Canaan up for the what's with the town? What's with the whoever the staffing issue? Is it something going to an election or whatever happened?
Yeah. Yes. There. Well, we know there was the issue of people leaving town hall offices. Jean Jackier left, the tax collector left, her assistant left. And so now those positions, I guess, are up. Well, they would have been up whether these people left or not. It's a municipal election coming up. So they will be filled by those on the ballot. Yeah.
Yeah, that pretty much takes care of that. Let's come back into closer to where we are right now. So let's find something else other than zoning to talk
about. Well, this
about.
Is another zoning. It's Gold Dog. I mean, Gold Dog.
That's North Canaan, okay.
Yeah, it was in Sharon. Has been approved, right, Jill?
Oh, yes, Sharon. I'm sorry, yeah.
Like I said, I haven't seen the minutes. That is what I heard.
Yeah, the 24 units going between Hospital Hill and Amenia Road. I wonder if, I mean, there were hints of lawsuits in that one. I haven't heard anything specific yet, but certainly we'll have to keep our eyes open on that one.
Yeah, that's another one of those. I'm not sure how the planning and zoning regs are in Sharon, because they're different in every town. But, you know, with special permits involved, probably more likely to have lawsuits. If it's a by-the-book kind of, we had a subdivision regulation and it meets it all.
No, but then
lawsuits don't make any difference at that point.
But they had a bunch of meetings, bunch, and they appointed a special, you know, what is it called? I'm going to use the word expediter, but that's not the right word, to make sure that everything was overseen.
Well, yeah, no, they do that a lot of times. But I'm referring to is whether or not this is operating under a very strict set of regulations, or if it's, when it goes to the special permit process, a thing where it's in flux all the time.
No idea.
The special permits are interesting. I mean, if you have to check every single thing when you're okaying something.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Something could be missed and could change everything.
And as I said, you know, when you make those rulings on special permit, you are making somewhat of a precedent that, again, could come back on you.
Yeah.
And so if you're sticking strictly within regulations, I know most of the time, I'm assuming this is a subdivision.
Yeah.
And there's a specific set of regulations. So as long as they're not requesting to go outside of the bounds of the subdivision regulations, it's kind of a, you know, you have to approve it. You can't say, well, we're not going to approve it, even though it meets all the regulations.
I think people have very little understanding of zoning.
Yeah.
If a big application comes in and people are all against it, they don't understand, you know, why their opposition doesn't, you know, count, so
no,
to speak.
Absolutely. I think you're so right about that. And at some point, somewhere, it seems that someone could do a little educational stuff on that.
Yeah.
We do a lot of seminars for a lot of things around, but some of the more important things, and that would be one of them, because planning and zoning also is the organization that can cost your town the most money just simply in lawsuits.
Absolutely.
When you're
seen it in every single town.
Yeah. When you're bringing in land use attorneys at $300 and $400 an hour,
it goes quickly.
Yes, it does.
So it's that time of year. Schools will be starting up next week. We have so far 8 new teachers coming to Region 1 in almost every school. You'll see a new face. The teachers start coming in. New teachers come today, starting with the all-day meeting. And the current teachers come in for professional development sometime this week, and then the kids come in starting August 26th.
So, just so we're clear, this is Region 1 in Connecticut we're talking about.
Yes, Region 1. I don't know. I think New York State is later.
New York State's always after Labor Day.
Yeah, so we're starting before Labor Day.
And we had
Labor Day, just bearing in mind, folks, is early this year.
Some in Massachusetts go before Labor Day, some go after.
Yeah.
Depends on your district.
So,
and of course, I know Region 1, I was looking at the calendar. They go for 2 days, then they have a day of teacher, whatever
and
then you have the two holiday things.
So
you're out for a solid 3 days before you come back. No, 4, actually.
Yeah.
Because Monday would be the holiday. So you go for 2 and then out for 4.
By the way, did anybody see either one of you in the last, I caught my attention. It was New London School District, and they have year-round. With basically blocks and then vacation, you know, and then weeks off.
Yeah,
and
it seemed
pretty interesting. It seemed, you know, I just remember despising having a whole bunch of time off, and then getting into the stutter step, which didn't happen in New York State, by the way. And I don't know, Ruth, I don't know where you went to school, but you know, once you were in, you were in. You weren't, you didn't have 2 days off and then.
Right. Yeah.
I just think
Years ago, they used to talk about it, and that was in a time when we had less holidays, we had longer summer breaks, we had less in-service days, and now with the way we are, we're almost there when you think about it. Look at a school calendar. You might just as well take up. And now that most of the schools have put AC in the building, why not?
Yeah, that was a biggie.
That was probably one of the biggest holdbacks of any, was that you didn't have the AC in the buildings, and most of those buildings, you cook in them.
Yeah.
It, it, it just struck me, and it seemed interesting, and it looked like the kids were responding less, you know, responding well.
Yes, I was a product of New York City schools. Those big old buildings going till June 30th. Yeah.
And what, you're surrounded by pavement, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, cities, and you get into those places with concrete, pavement, steel, and all that. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's why Housatonic was voted one of the prettiest schools in the
prettiest in the state.
Yeah.
Well, it sits there when you look at it from up on the just at the very beginning of Warren Turnpike there, coming off of whatever Route 41 is it? No, 7. The picture itself, yeah, says it all.
It's fabulous.
It's gotten better. I know at one point in time, I remember back when we were there, they had the additions that had that 60s look going on, or 50s look, you know, the big glass hallways and everything that stuck off the end, looked nothing like the rest of the building. They've managed to at least improve in the future additions that has stayed somewhat in character with the original architecture.
I think that building committee is wonderful. They really have strived.
Because for a while there, we had just this really god-awful looking additions on there. And they were totally inefficient for heat and everything as well.
Well, they've done a lot lately to upgrade. And,
Yeah, it's been a lot of change on that. They've been good on the exterior architecture and all, so kudos to the people that keep that going. Of course, it's cheaper to go other ways, but there again,
not going to happen.
You got to decide where your value is.
Which argument you're going to have.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to decide what value you've got on it. And sometimes we do like to see our buildings be nice and attractive and state of the period. I know I'm one, having spent enough years in the business, of going, I see people sometimes put additions on really beautiful old houses that are so ghastly. It's like no one should be allowed to do that. And I don't believe we should be able to tell them they have the right, but that doesn't make it nice. I've seen a few. There was one in Salisbury on Route 44 that was done in the last couple of years. And the addition on it was about the size of the house itself. And it was so vastly different from the house. It was like, no, that should be a separate unit, you know, two lots back now.
All in the eyes of the beholder.
That's right, in the eyes of the beholder.
So we have coming up the big book sale at the Cornwall Library. We have, I believe, Augustfest in the village for on Sunday for Falls Village at the library, where everybody gets together and eats brats and pretzels.
And you also have Norfolk there, which I know is out of your beat a bit. They're having a really huge annual book sale they have, where they have classic and really special books that people come from all around. They have like 30,000 books.
Wow.
And there's a lot of very precious ones that they're pricing out to go. And they even said, we were talking about it on the library program, that people will come and buy these books, and then they take them out to the auction houses and get big money.
Or to just regular booksellers.
These all get donated, so they raise a lot of money that way.
These book sales are, you know, here in Kent we have one every weekend from May to October.
That's right.
I was there yesterday at the cashier's table for a while, and it's fascinating how people...
Well, the book hasn't died, has it?
Not at all.
No, Mike, we know your view, but that was one of the great ones. Here's the internet. No more books.
Well, yeah, no, a lot of people felt that way. And, well, the same thing went on with music and stuff, as I said a couple of weeks back there. They're making vinyl again.
And not only that, vinyl is, you know, you should have kept yours. I bet you had a great record.
Oh, I had serious amounts of vinyl and 45s and 33s. All of them that I wish I still had.
Right, and that's just weird not you, but it's just general this anymore. Chuck it out.
Well, it's a cycle. It's a cycle. It's just like fashion. Everything's a cycle with us, and sometimes we don't realize it's a cycle.
Everything is a loop.
However,
as it will be. But at this point, guys,
I'm all for throwing things out like that.
There you go.
Well, I live with someone who collects, so I at some point, it just got to let go.
There's a balance.
That's a very difficult thing for some of us to do. So I was just going to say it's about time for us to put a wrap on this and move on out the door. Thank you once again, Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your turn, Jill.
I second what Mike said. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's very own Lois Lane on Robin Hood Radio.